the way I think about the Large Hadron Collider, imagine that you lived in a world where you could only see with red light, like a photographer's light, and you could see a lot of things. Some things wouldn't be very distinct. They would look black under the red light. You would be completely missing certain things because you simply couldn't see them with red light. And then imagine that we suddenly turned on a full spectrum light, and now you see all of this detail that was looking black to you before, plus you see a lot of objects that you weren't able to see before. And I think turning on the Large Hadron Collider works very similarly. We've had a lot of time to think about what might happen. So there's a lot of predictions. There are a lot of theories out there. But what is so great about nature is that nature isn't elegant. Nature is incredibly complicated and doesn't do things in the way that we actually expect her to do things. And so what I really hope is that we turn on and we see a whole set of new phenomena that is not described by any of the present theories. If we're completely off the mark in the way that we understand physics today, I think that from the point of view of history, it won't be such an incredible surprise. It's sort of hubris to imagine that our description is absolutely right now. And we just need a few more clues, and suddenly there'll be a big breakthrough, and we'll see the world very differently. And that's what I hope LHC will give us, is those extra clues.